Right, that was Mambo Jumper by Xavier Cugat. Okay, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will be signing off about now. Valley will be with you in just a sec.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I love you! Like man loves a trophy.
Afternoon. My name is Vali, like a valley, but spelt differently, and you're listening to La Bonheur here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. I've got a lot of very fun stuff queued up for today. Not only are we having an interview played, but also some new songs, some old songs, as well as the Songs That Are Special For You segment. So we will start off with Argonaut and Wasp, who were in town last week on the 31st, so Halloween, and they were playing at Fortune Sound Club. I was very lucky to be able to go and interview them, but also watch their set. So they were opening up for Miami Horror, and they are a band from the States, and it's their first time in Vancouver, which you will be hearing a little bit more about very shortly. I thought that I would start you off with a couple of their songs, talk a little bit about their show, go into the interview, and then play one of their new releases, and then carry on with the show. So to get us started, here is Monocillo by Argonaut and Wasp.
I got some little visions and a color wish for life.
So that was Argonaut and Wasp with Psychedelic Freak. I'm now going to talk about their performance. So as I mentioned earlier, they played at Fortune Sound Club last Thursday, so Halloween night. And I was very lucky enough to watch their performance and watch their set. And I have to say, I was blown away. It was very, very well done. You could really see throughout the performance kind of like confidence and like how confident and how comfortable they were getting. You could really see it increasing, and the set just kind of got better and better and more, I'll say, danceable, which is another little spoiler for the interview. It did start off just with a few like mic difficulties, but as it continued on, everyone, I think, seemed to get very, very comfortable on stage. The crowd was already quite busy and quite, you know, present. Usually I find, I've mentioned this with a couple of the other shows I've reviewed, is that whenever you have like an opening act, sometimes the crowd will be a little less just because, you know, people just kind of come in as they can. But doors were opened a little later for this show, and I think that actually really helped. And I think that that's actually a technique that people should start using, because it meant that more, like a lot more people were actually here for the opening act as well. And because it was Halloween, everyone was dressed up. I had quite a few, you know, I had a sailor and someone dressed as like a music festival, like Sparkle Pony and everything, just come up to me and wish me a happy Halloween. So it was a very, very good, you know, energized. There was a lot of good energy, a lot of people were just very comfortable with each other and people were very happy to be there. And I think that Argonaut and Wasp's music is the kind of music that people, no matter what mood you're in, it'll make you want to just kind of let go and have fun and dance. And so I think the fact that they, you know, were playing a lot of their music and people were really hanging out and dancing and just having a very good time. The set and the stage at Fortune Sound Club, if you've ever been, you'll know that it's quite small and they do have a few chairs around the edges. And I know when I went to watch the Japanese house there last May, I think it was, people were really, you know, sitting around, and the Japanese house's music is quite mellow and quite, you know, calm. Whereas Argonaut and Wasp really did play the space. So you could, you know, really feel their music no matter where you were standing in the room. And I think they did a very, very good job of getting the audience to participate and to really, you know, dance along and just really enjoy the performance. So very well done. Very well done for that performance. I will now play Composure, which is another song by Argonaut and Wasp, and then I'll play the interview. Keep tuning in. Here is Composure by Argonaut and Wasp.
Thank you.
Composure by Argonaut and Wasp. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to La Bonheur here on CITR 101.9 FM with Valley, like a valley, but spelt differently. I am now going to play for you the Argonaut and Wasp interview that I was able to conduct last Thursday. So as I mentioned, it was over at Fortune Sound Club. I was able to talk to them after the show. It is an interview that I hope you will enjoy. Here is my interview with Argonaut and Wasp. Your band name is?
It's called Argonaut and Wasp.
Your names and your roles in the band?
Trey Shibley, and I sing and play guitar.
Hey, my name's Theo, and I play the keyboard and sing.
And there are two more members in your band. Who are they, and what do they kind of do?
Alec Donkin plays bass, and
Chris Korsko is our drummer.
So you guys just played your first show of the tour. How was that?
It was awesome. We played the farthest we could possibly be from home, which was cool.
Yeah, it was very good. We did Nashville two nights ago to warm up. So this was actually the second one.
But it was the first one with Miami Horror. Yeah.
I actually had a question about Miami Horror, because if I understood correctly, they're from Australia. How did you find each other?
Well, they live in LA and have been in LA for like a little while now. And we played, when they came to New York, we opened for them, or I played a party with them two years ago. Yeah, and three summers ago. Wow, crazy. And we just stayed in touch ever since. Then we were in LA maybe a month and a half ago for 2 weeks. And then they were talking about how they were going on tour, and we kind of kept in touch about it, and now here we are.
Along those lines, how did you two meet, and how did you start that off?
We met just at the dorms in school where we were going to school. Theo was like DJing in his room, and I just kind of opened his door to see who it was, and that's kind of how we met.
And you weren't quite alarmed by someone just walking into your room?
No, it's in college, it's actually normal.
Okay. And I saw in another interview you mentioned the reason behind the name was because Ambrose Pierce wrote for two columns. I've heard of Ambrose Pierce. Who is Ambrose Pierce?
He's a satirist, writer, like journalism. Or a journalist. He was a muckraker who had a kind of a fascinating disappearance story. When I was studying or taking a journalism class, I kind of became fascinated with him and his life. And that was right around the time that Theo and I started writing music together.
And so he wrote for two columns, one called The Argonaut and one called The Wasp.
Yeah.
And one was for an East Coast paper and the other was for a West Coast paper.
I actually, when we were in California a month and a half ago, I think I saw for the first time in real life the Argonaut newspaper, which was really cool because I didn't even know it still existed. Yeah.
And how does it feel coming from the side of the Wasp but now playing on the side of the Argonaut?
It's what we intended for, so.
And so you are starting your tour now. You're heading kind of into the States as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you say is the show that you're looking most forward to? If you have a city that you're really excited to see and play in?
Honestly, Vancouver was one of them for sure, just because I think it was like the farthest point from New York. And I've always wanted to come to the Pacific Northwest. So like Seattle, Vancouver, Oregon. Yeah, I think these are places I don't know if I ever would have come to if it wasn't for music, so.
And have you been to Canada before?
Yeah, I've only been to Montreal, though, so it's a little different.
Which one would you prefer? Which one would you...
Oh, like what venue?
Which one do I prefer?
Yeah, if you...
I don't know. I mean, I haven't... We've been here for about 2 hours so far. So.
You haven't even had food yet.
And if you could do any one thing while you were in Vancouver, if it was like the middle of the day and you could do anything.
What is there to do around here?
Bike the seawall.
Bike the seawall.
There you go. What she said.
Yeah, that's a good option. And so then I wanted to talk a little bit about your music and your genre. How would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it before?
It's invigorating.
Invigorating, okay.
That's a great word.
That is a great word. Would you like to expand more? No, okay. a word that I heard you guys use before was funky, which I also quite liked. So I was wondering what in your music you think makes it what you call danceable.
Probably not.
Probably our bass player.
He looked like
and our drummer.
They looked like they were having a lot of fun up on stage. And so I was going to ask about dancing, because that is something that you've mentioned and that you actually mentioned during this show as well. Are either of you good dancers or decent dancers?
We both are good.
Both good. What is your go-to dance move?
It usually starts in the arms and then it goes down to the hips.
Mine usually starts in the knees and goes to the shoulders.
Okay. And so then I was going to ask, in one of your previous interviews, you mentioned what you do when you're not playing music. And I'm not sure if you remember what those were, but you said that you would play a lot of chess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Let's not talk about this. This is kind of... we have to improve our answers. Chess wasn't that cool.
Chess wasn't that cool? Okay. I think chess is pretty fun.
Chess, backgammon,
blackjack.
We have a big gambling house, except I don't like to gamble that much. But Theo and the rest of our roommates like to gamble.
Who wins?
Depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd go to a casino here in maybe Vancouver.
Yeah. Good idea, yeah. Really, maybe Canada's like your lucky charm.
Maybe.
Do you know where a casino is?
There's so many on the way up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. That's the plans for the evening. The second thing that you mentioned was eating food. So I was wondering what your favorite types of foods are.
I heard the Chinese food in this neighborhood is pretty good. I like Chinese food a lot. I also like pizza.
I like lots of different types of food. I have to cook most of my own food because I have strict food allergies. So my taste is kind of always changing depending on what I feel like cooking.
But if right now, because you both mentioned that you haven't eaten yet since being in Vancouver, if you could choose any one thing to eat?
Maybe Vietnamese food, because it's kind of cold out. Like a pho soup.
Yeah. Sushi.
I heard
the salmon here is amazing.
The sushi here is really, really good and very cheap, I might add. So
there were three things I was told I needed to try here. There's the weed, the sushi, and the salmon. But I guess the sushi and the salmon are the same thing.
Perfect. And then the last thing that you had said was chilling on rooftops. Do you have a specific rooftop that you prefer?
Our own, yeah.
Your own rooftop?
Yeah.
Just okay. If you could...
It's a pretty classic, like, quintessential Brooklyn rooftop. Yeah. Pretty low, not that high. Can't see much.
If you could take your rooftop and put it anywhere in the world, where would you take it?
Vancouver.
Japan.
Wow. I'd say Japan's pretty cool, but I'm gonna favorite the Vancouver answer. You've gotta really, you know, rep where you live. And then last of all, I just wanted to ask if you guys had any plans for the future. I know that you're currently on tour. But in terms of music, in terms of what you're releasing, do you have any news?
Yeah, we just put out a song yesterday.
It's called Go Getter.
Yep,
yeah, and so our plan is to push that song as much as possible. Then we're also working on an album right now.
Do you have a name for the album?
No, we don't.
Not yet?
Yeah, we're just writing songs.
Okay. How many songs do you think you're aiming for on the album?
Well, I was going to say 36, but 50 is what we'd like to, but our label's trying to cut it down as much as possible.
It's unfortunate. I think a 50 song album would be pretty iconic.
We think that given the current landscape of the music industry, it's important that we're releasing an album every 2 months.
Okay. Well, you can take those 50 songs and then spread them out.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to be famous for releasing the most music in 1 year.
I think you've got some competition, but go. I mean, go for it. I fully support it, and I'll.
We haven't started yet, though. That's the thing.
We haven't started yet. Your like third tour of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why we're trying to do 50 songs, because that's what we need to tour.
Just want to come back to Vancouver. You've been here like a few hours, and you love it so much. That's great. We're happy about that. Do you think one day you'll swap places with Miami Horror and be touring Australia with them?
That'd be sweet. We'd love to. That would be a dream.
Okay, well, good luck. Good luck with all of that. And then lastly, my last question is, I know that a lot of the time, one of the biggest questions is, you know, what is your favorite song that you've written or maybe that you've put out? I was wondering if you had a favorite lyric.
Well, that's a better question. That's a great question. Theo can start that. Favorite lyric?
Yeah.
Oh, you can start that one, actually.
Okay. Okay. We can... take a moment of reflection.
I think I want to be your psychedelic freak. I don't know. That's probably.
Yeah.
Maybe the lyric. It's Oh Rock and Roller. That's it.
Oh Rock and Roller.
They're both from the same song.
Would you say that's your favorite song?
It's definitely our favorite song to play live.
Well, thank you guys very much. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you for coming out. It was awesome to have you here.
And there you have it. That is Argonaut and Wasp. I was very happy to interview both of them. It was a great interview, and it was a great time both chatting to them and, you know, experiencing a sound check and also, of course, their performance. I'm going to play one last song by the band called Go Getter, which you may have heard in the interview is a song that they've only just released. So that would have been last Wednesday. Here is Go Getter by Argonaut and Wasp. And once again, please go listen to their music. They're a great band and I would recommend. Here we go. Thank you. That was Go Getter by Argonaut and Wasp. Once again, go listen to their new release, but also go listen to all of their music. A great band. If you're in a happy mood, if you're in a dancing mood, they are definitely the music for you. On va maintenant changer un peu, on va jouer de la musique francophone pour un peu avec des autres chansons anglophones aussi. On va débuter avec Candy de Émile Bolido et Caroline Savoie, deux artistes que j'ai joués un peu sur l'air dans le passé, mais que je vais jouer maintenant. Voici leur voici leur nouvelle chanson Candy.
Mon nom c'est Andy, mais tout le monde m'appelle Candy. Même quand je suis sûr comme un bonbon, j'ai jamais raison, parce que je connais pas grand chose dans la vie. Je fais des affaires illégales de manière très amicale. Je sais que le monde va mal, mais pour moi tout est normal, parce que je connais pas grand chose dans la vie. À part que le rose c'est joli, autant sur les gens qu'en dedans. Là je parle des vêtements et du sang, bien évidemment que je connais pas grand chose dans la vie. À part que les chauves-souris ont des cheveux, c'est curieux, est-ce qu'elle nous aurait menti? Candy, can't you see que je suis candide? Qu'en dis-tu, toi, quand tu me vois pleurer de joie? La vie est vide de sens ici, on ne saisit pas la chance qu'on a de vivre à fond à chaque fois. T'as raison, arrêtons de se prendre la tête. Sortons et allons faire la fête. Certes, on vit dans un certain confort, fait que ça sert à rien de se faire du tort avec notre Holocène pis le pétrole d'Alberta. Dans les deux cas, ça pue pis ça coûte cher. Ici, on a des gars qui auront plus de salaire parce que demain, la shop va fermer. Pourtant, tout le monde sait que c'était bien subventionné. La crosse est finie, les boss sont partis vers leur retraite dorée. Avec la poudre d'escampette et la poudre au nez. Après ça, on dit que c'est moi le criminel ici. Candy, can't you see que je suis candide? Qu'en dis-tu, toi, quand tu me vois pleurer de joie? La vie est vide de sens ici. On ne saisit pas la chance qu'on a de vivre à fond à chaque fois. Avec le sort de ma communauté, même si en Ontario, y en ont pas trop, trop d'écoles franco. S'excuser de vivre en français, c'est comme demander, je peux-tu respirer là, s'il vous plaît? Mais jamais nous nous mettrons à genoux, whatever you tell us to do.
The ceiling, close to the sun and a new face as it takes me away.
That was Icarus by Dual State. And maintenant, on va écouter Avalanche de Ellie Rose. Et puis, on va rentrer dans la section Songs that are special for you. On a deux soumissions aujourd'hui. Donc, on va écouter Avalanche de Ellie Rose. Et puis, on va rentrer dans ce segment. Donc, voici Avalanche de Ellie Rose.
J'ai la certitude qu'avec toi rien n'est certain. On est ici aujourd'hui, mais où sera-t-on demain? Devant le miroir, miroir, miroir sur le mur. Allez, dis-moi, 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 où es-tu? Pourquoi nous laisses-tu toujours vivre en suspens? La poussière dans le vent qui monte et redescend. Tu y crois ou il n'y a que moi? Devant le miroir, miroir, miroir sur le mur. Allez, dis-moi, 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 où es-tu? Tu m'as serré dans tes bras pour ensuite tracer la croix. Coupé de ton monde comme si je n'existais pas. Ooh, ooh, ooh. l'avalanche.
Avalanche de Ellie Rose. Et maintenant, on va rentrer dans le segment de chansons qui sont spéciales pour vous. Songs that are special for you. Donc, comme j'ai dit, on a deux soumissions aujourd'hui. Le premier, Emily, has submitted The Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens, saying that it is a song that is special to them because in high school, they listened to the song for 2 weeks straight. It is a song that is from the soundtrack of Call Me By Your Name, a great film that they don't only love because it is a beautiful movie, but because they are also in love with Timothée Chalamet. I mean, you know, join the club. It is a healing song that makes you feel whole and happy. And they also painted a specific painting. Oh, sorry. They also painted a painting specifically for that song. Wow, that's really beautiful. I hope I get to see the painting someday. You can feel free to send in the painting as well. That would be very nice to see. But thank you very much, Emily, for submitting. Here is Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens.
God deliver me.
Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens, submitted by Emily. And now the second song we have for the Songs That Are Special for You segment today was submitted by Zoe. Zoe submitted the song I'm a Kid by Jadu Heart. And Zoe submitted this song because it is a song that they've listened to whenever they travel. And so they listen to the song on their first plane ride, the first time they cross the ocean. And so whenever they're sad or just feeling alone and by themselves, they will listen to this song and it transports them to a whole new place. And it just makes them really happy. I love that. I really, really love that. And it's a beautiful song as well. So here is I'm a Kid by Jadu Heart. A big thank you to Emily and Zoe for submitting songs to the Songs That Are Special For You segment. Just a reminder that you can always submit a song. You can just DM me on Instagram at valievalievalie, V-A-L-I-E, and just send in like a song. Even if the description is, this song is special to me because I listen to it a lot. Please play it. It could be anything from it means something very, very deep to you to something very, you know, just casual. But please keep submitting those songs.
Before I say goodbye, I just wanted to let you know that a very, very cool concert is happening in Vancouver on the 16th of November. So that is 2 weeks Saturday. So not this upcoming Saturday, but the next Saturday, Earth Gang is going to be in town and their Monster Energy Outbreak Tour is presenting Earth Gang Welcome to Mirrorland, which is going to be a very fun and quite powerful concert. I thought that I would just play one of their songs, actually a collaboration that they did with Tiana Major, just to kind of get you in the mood and see what it's going to be all about. Maybe play a couple of their songs next week as well. But yeah, I hope to see you there. I've heard that it's going to be very, very good, and I am very excited myself. So that's it from me today. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Another very exciting update on my part is that next week's show is actually going to be on my birthday. Woohoo! Happy birthday to me. So see you next week on my birthday to play some more music and talk a little bit more to all of you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of the day.
Say we're flying down a path with no ending. And if I die before I wake, ooh, don't let me wake up from this dream. Riding slow, 'cause you know the world's moving too.